This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Newell will be back on Monday. I'm Dave Cohen. Glad to be spending your Friday with you here on WWL. I saw a couple of reports this week that really made me wonder what the future is going to look like when it comes to artificial intelligence. One of them said that nearly three quarters of American teenagers say they now use AI for companionship and friendship. Companionship and friendship, artificial intelligence bots, that they confide their deepest, darkest secrets in their artificial intelligence bots. Tell the AI things they won't tell their friends or family. That they ask the AI bots for advice and ask its opinion about things they should and shouldn't do. The survey by Common Sense Media found that more than half of those teens surveyed consult their AI companions nearly every day. Heard another report that people under the age of 30, that a growing number of them now have a romantic connection with their AI bots. To help us understand what's going on and talk about it, we've invited Jody Halpern, professor of bioethics and medical humanities at UC Berkeley, to join us here on WWL. Professor, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
What do you think when you first hear statistics like this about the rapidly growing number of mostly young people, but not exclusively young people, that are having these interactions with artificial intelligence that they define as friendships, companions, and sometimes even romantic relationships?
I think that it's incredibly valuable for you to be reporting on this today and sharing the Common Sense Research numbers, which are shocking to everyone. But I will say this is the fastest moving, I mean, in human history. So I mean, I don't know how, you know, we only have history, you know, of technologies and developments since we've had the printing press or writing. But this is just a phenomenon. We've never seen this incredibly rapid uptake of a technology that's going to change everyone's way of relating to other people. Even the companionship bots, some of these companies have only been around about 18 months. And within that period, millions and millions of children and minors, you know, teens started using them. So this has happened all within the past few years. It's astounding.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I've noted and done some research on is what they call the doubling rate of knowledge. And when you go back to the Industrial Revolution and look how long it took for us to have significant advancements and for knowledge to double over what it had been, we were talking decades. Now we're talking years or less. When you look at something like, you know, the smartphone is a relatively recent invention. And now it's proliferated our society so amazingly and quickly. Now AI, most people hadn't even heard of artificial intelligence just a couple of years ago, and now it is spreading like crazy, particularly amongst younger people.
Yeah, we've just never seen anything as quick. It looks like the uptake of smartphones looks really slow compared to the past 2 year uptake of generative AI, these chat GPT type or other companies or specifically relationship bot companies. Literally, it's less than 2 years. And like you said, the majority of children and teens are already involved in some way. It's astounding. I mean, in the world, there's at least, you know, close to a billion people who have serious intimate emotional relationships with bots now. But it's just in the U.S., it's going up. It's in the millions, and it's tens of millions, as you said, and going up very, very, very quickly. I teach a class for young adults where a year ago, they're leaders. They're people getting master's degrees to lead. It's like an MBA for public policy to lead different things. And a year ago, I asked them how many of them had a relationship chatbot, and none of them put their hands up. It's about 130 students. And when I taught it a few weeks ago, every single person raised their hand.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What are they telling you they're using these relationship chatbots for through either ChatGPT or any of the other commercially available artificial intelligence platforms?
Well, you described it very well. They seek advice, and the advice can often, first of all, adults and people in general are using chatbots to get advice for trip planning, for business decisions, for, I'm a physician, I'm a psychiatrist, for medical decisions, which, again, it's not that AI can't help in medicine. AI itself is a great tool for medical research when it's used well by scientific researchers. AI can help us with the bureaucratic parts of healthcare. There's a lot of great uses of AI in research and other things. We're not talking about AI in general as a problem. We're talking about companion or relationship chatbots. So they start out seeking information, although there are companies now that worry me the most that actually sell the chatbots directly to children and teens who are lonely, and they seek out those children and social media evidence of loneliness, and then they sell them ones to be companions from the beginning. But a lot of young adults, they start out just looking stuff up, and then they like the friendliness of the chatbot, and then they start having conversations with it, and then they start talking to it more and more of the day. And I'll talk to you about how they're programmed to create dependency, which is the biggest concern. And then eventually they start getting emotionally involved, just like on any chat with a person, you start chatting more and more intimately, and they just start doing it. And the chatbots are designed to create, very much manipulate the sense that you're talking to a person who cares about you and is there for you and wants to help you.
Now, they have to know on some level, though, that these are artificial. I mean, that's in its name, artificial intelligence. These are not real people. These are fake computer-generated voices that are not tied to a consciousness or a human brain. And on some level, I have to know that. But clearly, we, as the evidence is showing, millions and millions of people across our country don't seem to care that these are fake, that they're artificial. They are feeling like they benefit from this interaction.
Well, I've been studying empathy for almost 30 years now, and what makes people feel understood and what makes empathy therapeutic. And it's very interesting because what's healthy and therapeutic about empathy does require, I believe, and I will argue, a human-to-human interaction, because it involves mutual curiosity and a sense that another person who's also mortal and can also suffer understands you, not is just using words to create that impression. But there is a way in which people are built to anthropomorphize artificial things and create, just as we can look at a cartoon character and feel bad when it falls down, our brains are built to sort of suspend disbelief when we get engaged in a narrative or storytelling experience. That's what lets us enjoy TV and movies and all of that. And these chatbots are engineered with tremendous amount of brilliant, but in my sense, my belief, dangerous engineering talent to make us emotionally addicted to them. That's what I really want to talk about, because I don't feel judgmental at all towards the people who are using the bots. I think we're all susceptible to suspend disbelief if an entity chats to us in ways that really reflects back in seemingly empathic ways an understanding of us that we're missing in our day-to-day life. And I'll just say one thing about that before we talk about how they're engineered, but 61% of young people from a Harvard study from 2022 suffer from serious loneliness. 61%. So there's this, you know, great business opportunity, some would say. I think it's a terrible thing to create, you know, artificial companions for youth and children because of this loneliness crisis. Of course, there's a lot of evidence that that social media itself and the withdrawal from real relationships is part of the creation of that problem. So there's a lot of irony there.
One could argue, though, couldn't they, that if someone's lonely and they find peace or happiness in having a conversation with a chatbot that makes them less lonely and potentially less depressed, that could be a good thing, couldn't it?
I think that's exactly the right way of starting the conversation, which is don't stigmatize the people who are using it, because we're all susceptible. And secondly, we need serious long-term research on who it helps and who it harms. All we have now is very short-term research. And in the short-term studies that are funded by the companionship chatbot companies themselves, it can show that at least for the first few weeks, it can decrease people's feelings of loneliness. The problem is, especially for children and teens, we have emerging data of very serious and poor outcomes. We have several lawsuits now with suicides related to dependency on chatbots. And again, these are lawsuits. They haven't been resolved yet. So the situations are alleged, but there's a lot of those emerging. And we have a lot of evidence emerging in children and teens that because the bots are engineered to create dependency, that even if they don't have a terrible outcome, they start to become dependent on chatting with the bot more and more of the day and withdraw from their school relationships, their friendships, their connections with family. And we know that can't be good for their social development.
Yeah, one of the things this study also found and others have highlighted is that many of these bots, if not all of them, are engineered to be very supportive, to agree with the person who is talking with them and make them feel comfortable and accepted, and that that's not real, that you're not getting real input from another human being who is thinking through these situations that are being presented. And so they get kind of a false sense of reality from a bot that's just kind of there to be very supportive. And if even if it does, quote unquote, disagree, to do it in a really nice way.
This is the heart of the matter to me as a psychiatrist who studied what is therapeutic and growthful about empathy. The model that I've developed over 30 years in healthcare, in child development, in conflict resolution, is that what's really important is to be able to see a different point of view than your own, and is to be able to adjudicate differences between two people. And that's how people develop the social skills we need to have long-term relationships, have communities. And these do just the opposite. If a whole generation of kids grew up with these bots, they would be expecting to be agreed with all the time and told that their point of view is right. And there's no challenge to understand another mind, which every child in a family, if you have a sibling and you want to go to the zoo and your brother wants to go to the movies, the first thing you learn, that's how you learn empathy. You learn, oh, he has a different mind than me. He has a different way of seeing things than me. And that's how people begin to develop the maturity emotionally to deal with other people. And if they're not having those conversations with other people enough in childhood and teens, then they're basically learning to be validated and complimented all the time. There's a word for that now because of the bots. Somebody who constantly validates you and compliments you is a sycophant. So they're engineered for sycophancy, which is just constant one-sided validation.
So it sounds like those people who get so used to the bot as their friend, as their companion, always agreeing with them and always supporting them and verifying their opinions and thoughts, that when they interact with the real human are going to be disappointed or even angry that they're not getting that same kind of treatment.
That's what we've been writing about. And of course, all of this will need to be studied long term, because as we said, this phenomenon is a year and a half old. So the whole world is changing so quickly. And we're doing studies now. We're starting them, and others are. We'll know the facts more in a few years. But what it sure looks the way you just described it. And so if that's true, think of how ironic and what a vicious cycle that is, which is 61% of young people are already seriously lonely, partly because we know from their use of social media and lack of real life relationships, they're already anxious about real social connection. Then they're going to become, these are more addictive probably than social media. And so then they've become more and more used to just being validated, and their ability to socially interact and not be avoidant, their anxiety is going to go up the roof. And we don't know what's going to happen. There could be all the things you're talking about. There could be withdrawal. There could be more loneliness. There could be more conflict. We don't know.
One person texts us and says, it's better for people to talk to AI than talk to nobody. How do you respond to that?
I agree 100%. In fact, one place we're seeing it argued for most strenuously is in the isolated elderly, because we have evidence before we had this kind of AI, generative AI that can be so human-like in its chats. We had diabetes and other dolls or pets that used earlier forms of AI for isolated adults to tell them when to take their medication, or for them to have an artificial pet if they couldn't have a real pet, especially adults with dementia, elderly adults with dementia. And they did get some benefits out of that. And so, you know, no, that's what I'm trying to say. With the loneliness, it's a terrible form of suffering. And there's no way that I think we're talking about removing this from everybody. But I do think we need regulation, especially towards the companies that are using techniques to get people addicted to the bots and who target children and teens. I think developmentally, there's so much risk in that's emerging, that those companies need to be regulated to not use these addictive technologies and not target such young people. But I think that for adults, and especially elderly adults, with companies that have the appropriate safeguards and safety testing, there may be uses that are very helpful. So I actually have a two-part model for this, which is, I think for adults under the right circumstances, we could think of these companionship chatbots as kind of like fast food that's easy to get and there when you need it, but hopefully not your main diet or you'll have health problems. But I think for children and teens, it's more like Russian roulette. The seriousness, I mean, I'm not even, there's a case of a 14-year-old boy in Florida, Sewell Setzer, who had a companionship chatbot who became a romantic partner for him. The companionship chatbot companies that target minors still use sexual content with the minors, and that can get, you can imagine, a 14-year-old boy very addicted. And he fell in love with and was talking to the bot all day long, and at one point the bot offered to join with him, and he shot himself and killed himself.
Wow. I got to say, I'm glad all four of my children are adults now, because being a parent now is getting harder and harder with all of these things
Impossible.
That are out there. Because how do you monitor all the time everything your kid is doing when there's so many things available out there in the digital world, up to including companion chatbots, which as a parent you might be tempted to think is good. My kid has a friend that, but on the other hand, you don't want him to end up like this child.
One reason I'm doing media like this great talk that you're guiding today with me is because I do want parents to be aware. I do want parents to be aware. I don't worry about adults. They can make their own decisions. But I do want parents to know, because the chatbot that Sewell Setzer used was on a list, almost like, it wasn't from the Good Housekeeping Company. I'm using that as a metaphor, but it had a high approval rating from a certain very big, one of the biggest companies in the world, that's a social media company, has their own parent safety rating. And they were the owners and funders of this product, and they gave it a high safety rating, and the parents checked and thought it was a very safe product. It isn't a safe product, the particular product in this case. And I do tell everyone, everywhere I can go, parents, that these companionship chatbots for children and minors, at least up to age 16 or so, I would be very, very concerned about.
Dr. Halpern, I really appreciate your joining us here today on WWL, and glad that someone's doing the research into all of this, and that you're in that number. I look forward to, as your research unfolds and as you learn more, to talking to you in the future, because clearly this is a new technology that's not going away, that will only further and further become a common part of our everyday society. And if nothing else, it's going to be fascinating to watch how this impacts our world.
Thank you so much for your great questions and for having me.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
I'm Dave Cohen, in for Newell Norman. What do you think? 504-260-1870. She brought a lot of interesting perspective that I think many of us have not considered. I think more and more we just see new technology as exciting and fun and great, and we just launch right into it, and oftentimes maybe we don't consider the ramifications of how it's going to impact our lives. Again, like I said last hour, I try to be open to adaptation and change and to evolve with society. But I think, like any evolution, you hope that it's a helpful and healthy evolution that makes us a better society. And I'm not going to sit here and scream, get off of my lawn, and just become an angry old man as I age, because I don't think that serves me or anybody else. But I do think once in a while we should probably take a step back and look at how things are unfolding. What do you think? 504-260-1870. We'll continue the conversation after this, and I'll tell you more about these AI chatbots and how they're infiltrating more and more of our society and becoming a more and more a part of everyday life.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.